Shall I tell you the story of Archibald Jones, one of history's great unknowns? It's the story of the catastrophe at Crystal Lake in 1873. Some thought he was a genius, some thought he was mad, some thought he was only fooling. But he worked for years on the Erie Canal, that's where he got his schooling. Said Jones to the folks of Benzie County, there's wealth by the lake, magnificent bounty. Hardwood aplenty, ready for sale, to get it to market, gotta build a canal. Said Jones to the folks by Crystal Lake, to Lake Michigan we'll deliver. So they dammed the project from the very start to connect the lake to the river. Well, no engineer was Archibald Jones, no engineers were consulted. Just a long white-bearded dreamer's idea, and y'all know what resulted. A quarter of the water come rushing out, you could hear the roar for miles. Trees uprooted, swamps disappeared, the Betsy River ran wild. Well, the beautiful lake was now 20 feet down, the improvement company bankrupted. It's a miracle that nobody drowned when the lake shore was disrupted. When the mudhead steamer got stuck in the muck, he said to the people that bought her, won't float if the bottom of the river's too close to the top of the water. Though many investors lost their shirts, 'cause Jones was overzealous. Out of bad sometimes comes good, and only passing time could tell us. In Benzie County they celebrate the day Jones made the breach. One man's mistake by the lake is another man's day at the beach. At Crystal Lake once was a mistake, but Bueller, tell your sons and your daughters, had it not been for Archibald Jones, your resort would be underwater. Yeah, had it not